This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Reconnaissance flights showed entire villages wiped out in Fiji on Saturday, as authorities put the cost of devastating Cyclone Yaza at hundreds of millions of dollars. At least four people were reported dead. A state of natural disaster has been declared for 30 days as emergency services scramble to provide food and clothing to the worst affected areas. The superstorm slammed into Fiji's second largest island late Thursday, leaving a trail of destruction. Of the 24,000 people who evacuated their homes at the height of the storm, more than 16,000 are still unable to return. The National Disaster Management Office said in a statement that more than 93,000 people were affected. It said the number of casualties may rise when communications are restored to hard-hit areas. The U.S. Congress has passed a two-day stopgap spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown this weekend, and the White House says the president has signed the bill. It's part of a last-minute effort by lawmakers to buy additional time for negotiations on an almost $1 trillion COVID-19 economic relief package. Negotiators are seeking to resolve a battle over emergency Federal Reserve lending powers. Democrats say the GOP proposal would deprive President-elect Joe Biden of crucial tools to manage the economy. The agreement would provide more than $300 billion in aid to businesses, a $300 per week federal jobless benefit, and $600 direct payments to individuals. You can keep up on this and all the stories we're covering at our website. It's voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. It's easy to use. This is VOA News.